begin the current daf Masechet Sanhedrin daf Tzad Zayin. Begin on the bottom of Tzad Vav Mem Beis, the second line up from the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion with the previous daf, and that is since we mentioned the pasuk Tzrer HaKesav Lakach B'Yadu, when Nebuchadnezzar was trying to avoid fighting against Yerushalayim and our bad neighbors, Amon Amoy from Eretz Yisrael, sent him reasons why he should come and attack, and he said, but maybe there's the righteous people that Hashem will come and save them. So they said, the pasuk, Tzra HaKesav Lakach B'Yadu, Hashem took the bundle of money, which we interpreted Kesav means to say the righteous were already diminished, they were already taken away. So therefore, the Gemara quotes now a drasha regarding Mashiach, which one of the telltale signs of Mashiach coming is that also related idea, just like there it's tzaddikim were diminished, here the students will be diminished. And once we mentioned one of the ideas of the signs of the coming of Mashiach is Batihio Emes Nederis, that there will be a lapse of truthfulness in the world. So because of that, that's why the Gemara also ends up bringing a story regarding the city of Kushto, which is also regarding truth and falsehood. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachum L'Rav Yitzchak, says, Mish Mielach Emes Asi Bar Nafli, did you hear when Bar Nafli, which literally means the son of the fallen one, is going to come? So Amalei said to him, Man Bar Nafli, who is Bar Nafli? Amalei Mashiach, it's Mashiach. So he asked, Mashiach Bar Nafli, currently? You call Mashiach the son of the fallen one? Amalei, and he said, yes, Tachsiv, like the Pasuk says in Amos, Bayomahu, and that day, Okama will stand up, as we continue to have it, Zayin and Alf, as Sukkas Tavar HaNefales, the abode of David, the fallen one, which the Malchus of David has fallen, and therefore he calls Mashiach Bar Nafli, the son of the fallen one, he's going to then bring that back. So Amalei says, Hacham Rabbi Yechanan, he says, you want to know when Mashiach is going to come? He says, this Rabbi Yechanan says to Rabbi Yitzchak, Darsha ben David Babai, the generation which the son of David, the Mashiach, comes, is Tamid HaChacham Mismaitin, that's why it's related to the previous Gemara's discussion, just like by Nebuchadnezzar, the Tzaddikim were Mismaitin, and that's when he destroyed. So too, when the Mashiach will come, there will be a diminishment of Talmudic scholars. Vashar, and the rest of the people, Einehem Kolis B'Yogim Anocha, their eyes will be pining and longing, in moaning and in groaning. Vitzaris Rabbis V'Gzeris Kashis Mischachis, and many travails and harsh decrees will renew themselves atra shayin the pekuda until the first one didn't yet pass. Shnimim has love, and there's already going to be a second one. There's going to be a lot of tsaris at the time of when Mashiach will be coming. So when the Gemara continues on this topic, talking about when the Brisa Shabua, the Shemitah cycle, which there's a 7-year cycle in the Shemitah cycle, Sheben David Baba, in which the son of David, meaning the Mashiach, will come in, will be as follows. Shana Rishayin, the first of the 7-year cycle, Miskai Mikrezeh will fulfill this pasuk at Amos. V'mtartiel Irachas, Hashem says, I will rain on one city. While Irachas Larmter, another said, I will not rain. Meaning there's going to be very little rain, and there's going to be hunger in one place, and there's going to be satiation in another place. Shnei in the 2nd year, Chitzei Rav Mishtalchem, literally the hunger arrows will be sent. Meaning there's going to be a little of a hunger that no place will have totally satiated. Shleish is in the 3rd year, Rav Galgmi, a great hunger. Men, women, children, all going to pass away. Chasidim, Anshemaisa, pious people, men of action. The Torah will be forgotten from those who learn because they won't have what to eat. Revis in the 4th year. The 4th year already it's going to turn towards the good. There's going to be satiation, but not so much. Chamish is in the 5th year. Save a God, there's going to be a great abundance. People can eat and drink and be merry. The Torah will go back to those who learn it. Mashiach in the 6th year, Koilos is going to be the voice, the word's going to come out that Mashiach is coming. Or the Koilos refers to the Tekiya Shefer, like it says in Yeshaya, Yitaka B'Shefer Gadol will be a blowing of a great Shefer. Mashiach in the 7th year of the Shemitah, Mochamis will be wars between the idol worshippers and the Jews. And B'Masah Shviz at the end of the 7th year, Ben David Ba, that's when Mashiach will come. Now, Nadam Rabbi Yosef, he asked him, but Hakamash Shviz Tavakin, but there were many Shemitah cycles that had this, where one year was a hunger, one year was a satiation, and even so, Veloyasa, Ben David did not come. So Mabayi says, Beshishis Kailis, in the 6th year, were there voices? Was the word out there that Mashiach is coming? Beshviz Mohammed, did in the 7th year wars happen? Mihava was there? We didn't have, though. We had the first 2 years type, we had hungers and Saiva, but we didn't have, like, at the end of Kailis and Mohammed's. Void Morvus says Abai Kisidrin Mihava, did we even have it in the order? Even the tsaris that we mentioned over here that we had in the past, but it never happened in that order in one Shemitah cycle. But if it would be in that order, Mashiach would come. So therefore, Kisidrin Mihava, that we didn't have yet. Now the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Asher Charfa Yivecha Hashem, which your enemies Hashem have blasphemed, Asher Charfa Ikves Mashiachecha, which they were they were getting in the way at the end of your anointed one, which Rashi says doesn't know what this pasuk is written over here in the Gemara, because the Gemara is not darshaning anything in this pasuk. So which he says from his teacher that it was written in the Svarim first, like similar to what the Gemara says in the last parak of Masechta Seita, that be'ikvas haMashiach chutz b'yaski, at the which literally means to say the heel of Mashiach. There's going to be a lot of audacity, a lot of chutzpah, and this pasuk is going on that interpretation, which that it means like a terminology of the end. So when it says Ashcherfu ikvus Mashiachecha, which is that this idea when Mashiach's going to come, ikvus Mashiachecha chutzpah yaski, there's going to be a lot of harif, a lot of chutzpah that's going to be at the heel of Mashiach toward the end of time. Similarly, Tanya Litna Abayis Reb Yehuda Omer, Dersh ben David Babai, the generation which Mashiach will come in, Beis Avad, the study hall where Talmid Chacham get together to learn Torah, Yilusnus will be for immorality. V'Hagol Yecharif, and the Galil will be destroyed. V'Agavim, which is the name of the place Yeshem, will be desolate. V'Anshe Gvul, the men of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, or it's actually Anshe Gazis, which are the men of the chamber of human stone, which refers to the Sanhedrin. Yisayvu Me'ir Le'ir, V'Leichonenu, they'll go from city to city, and no one will take faith, no one will grace them. V'chachma Saseif from Tisrach, and the wisdom of the scribes will be spoiled. V'yirichet Yemasu, and those who fear sin will be disgusted. U'pnei hader k'pnei kelav, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog, either literally like dogs, or means like the face of a dog, which people are not going to be embarrassed from anyone else. V'emes nederes, and the truth will be not to be found. Shemek says the pasuk in Yeshayah, but to emes nederes, the truth is going to be lapsed. And the pasuk says, v'sar meira mishtailu, and one who keeps away from evil will be mishtail. So the Gemara says, "Mai vatia ha'emes nederes." What does it mean that the truth will be nederes? Amid the Bei Rav, it says, "Malamet shenasis adarm adarm ha'leches." What this teaches is that those, the few little people that are still the camps that keep the truth, will put into groups and they'll go away. The masses will not have the truth. And mai v'sar meira mishtail. What does it mean that he who turns from evil will be mishtail? I mean, the Rebbe Shila, komisha somera, whoever turns away from evil, mishtel al habriyas. Meaning, everyone's going to say what a fool he is, because the word mishtel means a term of idiocy, of retardation. People are going to say, look at this guy, Nebuch, because he's such a person that stays away from evil, people are going to look down at him. Now, as we mentioned from Rashi in the beginning of this daf, that's once we mentioned this, Sadev, emes nederes, so it talks about an incident with a city where people actually did say the truth. Amar Ravi says, Mirei Shavamina, originally I said, Lekakush de Ba'alma, there's no truth in the world. In other words, there's nobody that always speaks the truth. Amalei Ahum Rabban, but there was a certain rabbi that said to me, V'Rav Tavishmeh, his name was Rav Tavish, Amarlan, some say it was Rav Tavyumishmeh, his name was Rav Tavyumi, Di'i Hava Yavi Le'kol Chalol Dam, if I would give him everything in the world, Lo Hava Mishtan Ibdibur, he would not change his words to lie, and he told me the following incident. He said that one time I went to that place, and his name is Kushta, which actually means to say truth. And no one changed their word, no one deviated from the truth. No one ever passed away before their time. I married so one of the women from that city. And I had two sons from her. And one day his wife was showering and she was shampooing her hair. So her neighbor came and knocked on the door and was asking for his wife. Now, he thought it's not appropriate to tell her that she's in the bath, she's showering, because she's doing something that's not public. So he says, oh, she's not here. And his two sons passed away. So the townspeople came to him. And normally, they said, what's going on? I mean, no one ever passes away here as a child. Amalu, he said to them, this is what happened. Amrullah, they said to him, "B'matusa minach puk me'asum." We beg of you, please leave this town. V'le'tagir b'hu my son the b'hanach inche, and don't bring death to these people of this city. And so you see that there were people that kept truth, and they reaped the rewards of keeping the truth. Going back to the day that Mashiach will come, Tanya Litna Abayis Reb Nahayra Omer, he says, "Dersh ben David Babai, the generation which Mashiach will come in, na'arim yalbinu p'nei zekenim, the youth will whiten." Meaning they'll embarrass the face of the elders. And the elders will stand up for the youth to honor them, which is like we said before from the Gemara Saita, Ikvas of the Mashiach, is going to be a lot of chutzpah. How is it the older people are standing up for the younger ones? And also like the Pasuk says in Micha, Uvas kama be'ima, the daughter stands up to her mother to embarrass her and to disgrace her, v'kala b'chamaisa, and the daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law. Ufnei hador k'pnei kelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. V'ein haben mispayish ma'av, and the son will not be embarrassed from his father. Tanya Linda Brice says similarly, Rabbi Nechemya Yemi says, Dersha ben David Babai, the generation that Mashiach will come in, ha'azis tarba, will be a lot of audacity. V'ayyukur ya'avis, either that means to say that, the little means to say that honor will be distorted, either that means to say because people are not going to properly honor the other person, or means that the honorable ones will be distorted, meaning even the ones that people give honor to, they'll be the twisted and the crooked ones. V'agefen yitin piray, and the grapevine will produce its fruits, and even so, v'hayayin b'yekir, still wine, alcohol, will be expensive because there's not going to be a lot of blessing in the peri, or that because everyone's going to be running after wine to get drunk, and therefore wine's going to be expensive, even though there's such a great supply of wine. And v'nepcho kol ha'malchus l'minus, the entire government will turn to heresy, v'ein techacha, and there's not going to be any rebuke. Misayel Rabbi Yitzchak says the Gemara, this supports Rabbi Yitzchak, that he said, ein ben David ba, the son of David doesn't come, achat tishapich kol ha'malchus l'minus, until the whole government turns heretical. Amar Rabbi says, my crow, what's the pasuk that shows this idea that first everything will turn into heresy and only then Mashiach will come? Like it says the pasuk, Yikra, kuloi hafech lavan, all of it turned white, tarhu, then it's pure, meaning regarding the nega, which creates tumah, if it spreads throughout the entire skin of a person's body, then it actually becomes tahar, paradoxically. So too, when the entire malchus turns to meanness, then actually that's when the geula, that's when the redemption is going to come, when everyone actually is not believing, is being kaifer in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Turn upon Linda Bryce, the Pasuk in Devarim says, Ki yodna Hashem amma, because Hashem will judge His people, etc., which is to bring them the redemption. Why? Ki yira ki azus lad, He'll see that the hand is going, that of the enemy, because there's going to be the informers will be very strong in their informing against the Jewish people. The ephes atzer v'azav, and there won't be anyone to protect and to save the Jewish people. So says the Gemara, Ein ben David ba. What we see from this pasuk is that Mashiach doesn't come at Shiur ba'Masaris until there's a lot of informers. Then the Jewish people are also helpless. Then the Geul is going to come. Tav'ach, another interpretation. Achei smaitu hatamidim. The Mashiach is going to come only when there's going to be a diminishment of the students, who they're the ones that support the Jewish people to have them do tshuva. When they're not there anymore, then Hashem says, I'm going to have to bring the Geul. Tav'ach, another interpretation. Achei tichla prutim nakis, until there's a diminishment of coins from the pocket, from the wallet, which is what the mean ozlas yad, that the hand has gone, meaning that the hands are empty, there's no money in the pocket anymore. Tavar Acher, another interpretation is actually Tisyai Shem Negula. Mashiach will only come until people give up hope from the redemption. Shemak says in the Pasuk, the Efes Atzav Azam, and that there is no savior, there's no help, Kibiachal, like it's as if it's saying, as if one could say this regarding Hashem, that Ein Seimich Vaizli, so that there's no one to support and to help the Jewish people. They're going to be so low down, they're going to say, there's no way, they're going to give up hope from ever having redemption, and only then is Mashiach going to come. When he would find Rabbanim that would be involved to know when is Mashiach coming, he would tell them, I'm going to beg from you this, don't distance Mashiach from coming. Why? Because the thing, like we learned in the Brisa, there are three things that come by a lapse of thought. And Elohim, and they are Mashiach, which is because people give up hope already. They're not even thinking about it. They don't talk about it, because then that's actually in the distance when no one's even thinking that he could even come. That's when he's going to come. Metzia, finding a lost item. You could just bump into it. Trying to find it is futile. And Va'akriv, and the scorpion, which bites a person. Suddenly, it comes Behesach Adas, when you're not aware. That's when it bites. Continuing a related discussion, Amar Rav Katina, he says, Shis alfei shnei hava'ama. The world is for 6,000 years, the Chadcharv, and 1,000 years, the 7,000, the world will be destroyed. So besides the 6,000 plus 1,000, it's 7,000 years. You know, like it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'nizka v'Hashem levada b'yemahu, Hashem Himself will be left on that day, which is Hashem's days are 1,000 years. Abayam, he says, Trei, for 2,000 Charv, the world will be destroyed for the 7th and the 8th thousandth year. Somebody says the pasuk in Hosea, "Chayenu miyomayim, he'll bring us alive after 2 days." But Yemeshlishi Yikemenu, on the third day, he'll bring us back. He'll stand us up. V'nichlefanim, but we'll live in front of him. Tanya Kavasid, Rav Katina says, "Gemara, we're in a brayz like Rav Katina. Kishem shav shviyis mishametes shana achas lazayin shanim. Just like the seventh year of a regular Shemitah cycle, the seventh year is rest for the 7 years. So too, the world's going to have the same thing. It's going to have a Shemitah, which means it's going to be destroyed. It's going to lie fallow in the seventh thousandth of the 7,000 years. No, like it says in the Pasuk, B'nizkar b'shem levad b'yimhu, Hashem will rest. Hashem will be alone, distinguished on that day. Like we said, Hashem's day is 1,000 years. Like it says, Ke'elav shana b'necha, because 1,000 years in your eyes, Ki'yoyim esma ki'abar, is like yesterday, like one day. But Imer Sotu says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Mizmer Shili Meshabbos, a song that will be for the day of rest, which is Yoyim Shekulu Shabbos, a day that's totally rest, meaning the world will be desolate. That's one day, meaning the seventh day, which is the 7,000th year. Vayman Sotu says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Elav Shon Benecha, Ki Mesmo, Ki Abba, like we said, because 1,000 years in your eyes is like one day that passed. That's referring to the seventh, which we said is like that Man Damu says that's going to be destroyed for 1,000 years. Related discussion, the Gemara says, Tanu Eliyahu, we learned the Braisa, in the Yeshiva Eliyahu, Sheishas Alof Meshun Hava Alma, the world is around for 6,000 years. Now it's split up into three parts. Shnei Alofim Tayu, 2,000 years the world was desolate, meaning that the Torah wasn't given until 2,000 years into the creation of the world. So therefore the world was like Tayu, like emptiness. Because from Adam Rishon until Avraham Avinu was 52 years, was 2,000 years, as is obvious when one goes through the Pesukim. Now, when those 2,000 years ended, that's when Avram was 52, that's when Avram Avinu started learning Torah, like it says in Bereishis Yud Beis, Vesa nefesh asha asa b'charan, that the souls that they made in Charan, which the Targum translates the Shebidu lo'i reis b'charan, that they turned them and made them close to the Torah in Charan. Which the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, says that we know that Avram Avinu at that time was 52 years old. So the first 2,000 years was emptiness. Then there was Shnei Alofim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah, from the time of when it says it's a nefesh asha asa b'charan, until the 2,000 years of Yemais HaMashiach was 2,000 years. How we get to that is because you have 48 years from when Avraham Avinu was 52 until Yitzchak was born. Then you have the 60 years from when Yitzchak was born until Yaakov was born, which makes it 108. You have the 130 years from when Yaakov was born until he came down to Mitzrayim, which makes 238 years. Then you have the 210 years that they were in Mitzrayim, which makes it into 448. Then you have from when they left Mitzrayim until the Beis HaMikdash was built, the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a time of 480 years, like it says in Malachim Aleph, that it was in the 480th year from when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, then they built the first Beis HaMikdash, so that's already 928 years. Then there's the 410 years that the first Beis HaMikdash was around, as obvious from Sukkim according to the calculation of the kings. Then you have the 70 years of Galus Bavel, you have the 420 years of the second Beis HaMikdash, so that makes for a total of 1,828. So it is missing from the 2,172. Now, 172 years before the conclusion of 4,000 years into the world, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And it was at the end of that 172 years that the 2,000 years of Torah came to an end. Now, truth is not exact, but since they said that 2,000 years was Tayu, so they say 2,000 years is Torah, but not that Torah ended after those 2,000 years. We're still learning Torah even now. But then, Shnei Alofim Yemais HaMashiach, 2,000 years of the days of Mashiach, in other words, after the 2,000 years of Torah, the judgment should have been that Mashiach should have come and that the goals should have ended and there should have been mevatel, the shibud of the Jewish people to the other nations. However, as a continued Talmud Beis, but because of our great amount of sins, Mashiach did not come at the end of 4,000 years. And rather, Yatsu Mehem Masha Yatsu, what happened is that he's still delayed in coming. Now, Amar Eliyahu Rabbi Yehuda, who was Achud Rav Sala Chasida, the brother of Sala, the pious one, the world is not going to be less than 85 yevlis. A yevil is 50 years. It's not going to be less than 85 of that, which is 4,250 years. Now, in the last yevil cycle, Mashiach is going to come. Amalei said to him, in the beginning of that last yevil, which yevil is 50 years, I be safe at the end. Amalei any day says, I don't know. Kalo, will this time be finished before Mashiach will come? Oy ain't the color. Or will not be finished, meaning he's going to come within that Yevil, but at the end. Amalei any day, he says, I don't know. Vashi Amalei, he says, Hachem Amalei. No, this is what he told him. Ad Hacha, up until here, meaning up until the last Yevil, loy testachile. Don't even anticipate him. Don't wait for him, because he's for sure not coming before that time. Mikan ve'elech istichle. From here and on, then you should anticipate and hope and wait for Mashiach's coming. Shalach Rav Chanan bar Tachliv al Rabbi Yisuf, he says, Matzasi Ademech, he says, I found a certain individual, Ubiyadu Megillah Achas, in his hand he had a scroll. Kesuva Ashuris, it was written with, which is our script, like in our Sefer Torah of Ashuris, which comes from Ashuris, the Gemara said, Nav Chom Bezim and Aleph, Veloshna Kodesh, it was written in the holy language, Amarti, and I said to him, Zuminayin, like, where do you have this scroll from? Amali, he said to me, L'chayole shel roi miniskarti. I was hired out to the armies, to the legions of Rome, which I was an appointee for one of the generals. Uvenginzi roi mimitzasin. I found it amongst the storehouses of the treasuries of Rome. Because of it was written on this scroll, La'achar dalar alof m'masayim etishim e'echad shana l'b'yaseh shalaylam. After 4,291 years into from the creation of the world, ha'olam yitem, the world will be desolate. Now, mehen melchames taninim, after that there's going to be wars of great fish. Mehen melchames gog and magog is going to be the wars of gog and magog, the apocalyptic type of wars. Farshay yimayis v'sheikh, and the rest, there will be the days of Mashiach, which then there won't be any more servitude and slavery from the Jewish people to the nations, and Mashiach will come. But and the Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Machadish Zelam, however, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not renew His world to make it from new, Ela Achas Shevet Alaf Mishana, until after 7,000 years. Rav Acha Bar De Rava, he says a different version. Says La Achas Chamishas Alaf Mishana Itma, not after 4,290 years will Mashiach come, but rather after 5,000 will He come. Now, Tanya learned the Brayer from Nasan Naim, he says, the pasuk is going to quote, he says, this pasuk pierces and goes down to the depths. Meaning, just like the depth, there's no end to it, so too, a person cannot get to the depths of this pasuk. Because it says in Chavakuk, ki oid chazoin lamayid, because there's still going to be a vision for a designated time. V'yafeich lakeitz, which will speak of the end. V'loi chazav, it will not lie. Im yismamei, if it delays, chakeilo, you should wait for him, meaning because there is no end. Ki v'yavai, he will surely come, lo yachai, won't delay, but we don't know when it's going to be. A person has to always anticipate. As the Gemara says, Loike Rabbi Seinu, not like our teachers who were having that a person should not, in other words, a person should not anticipate for that end, Shahaya Darshan, which they expounded as the Pasuk says in Daniel, as we quoted before, other Pshatim that are saying, oh, for sure he's coming by this time. The Pasuk in Daniel says, Ad Idan, up until this time, meaning like the, how much time the Jewish people spent in the Gullus of Mitzrayim, which was 400 years, Idanin, which is a plural, two times, which is 800, so 800 plus 400 is 1200, Ufalagidin, and a half of the time, which is 200, total is 1400, which is 1400 years after the Churban is going to be Mashiach, and that they say, no, don't anticipate like the way they said it. Not like Rabbi Simloi who expounded the Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Hechaltem lechem dima. You made them eat bread of tears, and you had them drink the tears of a third. In other words, that Kadosh Baruch Hu had the Jewish people drink the total of the Gullus of Mitzrayim and the Gullus of Bavel, which they are a third of the Gullus of Edom. That's B'dmoi Shlish. They're a third of the final exile, that of the Western civilization, because the end of Gullus Edom, he was saying, is going to be at the end of three times 400 years, which correlates to the Gullus of Mitzrayim, and three times 70 years, which correlates to the Gullus of Babel. That's why it's a shlish. They're both a third together of Gullus Edom, which would make the final redemption at the end of 1,410 years. So on that he's saying that no, this pasuk says there's no end. We don't know when it is. Neither like Rabbi Kiva who expounded the pasuk in the prophecy of Chagai, where he was prophesizing regarding the Jewish people leaving the Gullus of Bavel and that the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, which is the pasuk says oid achas, and then another one ma'ati will be a little bit, meaning I'm going to give a little honor to the Jewish people. Vani marish says Hashemayim says, and I'm going to tremble the whole the heavens and the earth, and I'm going to mean all the chemdas, hagoyim, all the pleasures that the spoils that the non-Jews have to Yerushalayim. Now, Rabbi Kiva had expounded this pasuk for Yemeis HaMashiach, and it was after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And he was expounding it when it says in the pasuk Oid Achas Mahari that it was another one that's small. He says, I'm going to give another small amount of cover to the Jewish people, and then Mashiach is going to come. That is what the Gemara is saying, that no, neither do we make that drasha anyway. To the contrary, he says, regarding the pasuk that Rabbi Kiva had expounded, regarding to know when Mashiach is going to come by, it's referring to something else. Ella, rather, the pasuk is talking about during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. When it's saying, Oid Achas Ma'ari, there's going to be another one, a small one, that Hashem is saying, I'm going to give the Jewish people a small amount of covet in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, but then I'm not going to give them any more covet for the Jewish people for the duration of the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. And that's what it was, because Malchus Rishon, the first government of the second Beis HaMikdash, which was the Malchus of the Chashmonaim, that lasted only Shivim Shana, only 70 years. Now, although the Brisa says in Seder Olam that the government of Beis Chashmonaim was for 103 years, and the Malchus of Hordas, it was for 103 years. But the primary dignity and honor and splendor of their governments did not rule for that long without having another outside kingdom ruling over them. So really, the Malchus Chashmonai only really had 70 years. And Malchus Shnia, the second government that the Jewish people had, which was of Hordes, was only Chamisha Meshtayim, was only for 52 years. And Malchus Ben Kuziva, and the kingdom of Ben Kuziva, was for just 2.5 years. And that's it. After that point, they didn't have any more king that ruled over the Jewish people. And therefore, although that there was a second Beis HaMikdash for all that time, there wasn't that much there. And therefore, don't interpret the Pasuk the way Rabbi Akiva did, which was talking about after the second Beis HaMikdash, but talking about when Mashiach is going to come, and not like all those other ones who say certain deadlines, because we don't know when Mashiach is going to come. Says the Gemara, actually, according to this interpretation, what does it mean in the Pasuk that says that they'll talk about the end and they won't lie? Amar Shmuel ben Nachman Amrinson, he says, the word v'yafeich could be read tipach. Tipach atzman shel machash v'kitzin, that it should bust their bones of those who calculate the ends, because they shouldn't lie. Because I mean, they said, once the end reaches and they didn't come, it's not going to come, obviously, because he was supposed to come by this time. Ella rather says the Gemara, no, tipach atzman shel machash v'kitz. That's wrong. Ella rather chakeloi, you have to wait for him, long for him. Shnomak says the pasuk im yismameach chakeloi, if he delays, then long for him. Now shema tema on mechaka, maybe you can say maybe we're longing. V'huyin mechaka, he's not waiting. Tam 11, that's the pasuk teaching Yeshaya l'chein yechaka Hashem. Therefore Hashem waits. He himself is waiting and longing and desiring for Mashiach to come. L'chananchem, to have favor over you. L'chein yarm, and therefore he elevates l'rachamchem, to have mercy on you. Now, now, if we're waiting and he's waiting, so who's holding him back? Midas the attribute of justice holds back because we're not ready yet. Now, so if the attribute of justice is holding back, so then why are we waiting? Says the Gemara to receive reward. Shnamak says the pasuk over there. Ashrei kol chaycheloi, praiseworthy are all those who wait and long for him. Now, regarding that pasuk, Amabaye says, Lepachis alma mitlasin v'shita tzadiki. The world does not have less than 36 righteous people. The mekabli apeishchinta b'chaldar, that receives the face of the divine presence in every generation. Shemek says in the pasuk, Ashrei kol chaycheloi, loy, praiseworthy are all those who longed for him. Loy to him begamatri tlasin v'shita is the numerical evaluation of 36 lamedish 30 vav is 6. So that's what we see, that there are those who are always in his presence, longing for him, are 36 righteous tzadiki. Asking Marini, is that so? But Rama Rava says that Dara the Kame Kuchabrichu, the road that's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tamni Sre Alfe, and the Gersa takes it the word Parasahavya, that there's 18,000 of them. Shlomak says the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Saviv Shmoina Asar Aleph, around them is 18,000, which the Pasuk literally there in Yecheskel is talking about Yerushalayim Shalmalo. But we see there's 18,000, how are we saying it's only 36? So it's going to be like, it's not difficult. Hold the Mistakle Bespakle Hamairia. When we're saying is that they see through the clear vision of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that only 36 tzaddikim see. But those who don't see so clear, they see from a distance, there's many groups that see, that could be 18,000. So that is the Gemara, or mina fishi kule hai, is it really so clear to us that there are 36 that see with a clear vision to the divine presence, and not less? But v'amar chizkiyam, Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishra Mibshim Ben Yechai, Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, "Re'isi b'nei Ali ve'imut." I saw people of elevated status that are growing people. Ve'imut, and they're very few. Im elohim, if there are 1,000, ani abanim hem. I know that me and my son are from them. Im meyim hem, if they're only 100, ani abanim hem. I know that me and my son are from them. Im shnayim hem, if they're only 2, ani abanim hem. It's me and my son. Now, but one thing we see is that he did not know if there are 1,000, 100, or even just 2. So how can we say that it's b'shoah 36? If we see Rabbi Shimon Yochai held that maybe there's only 2 of them. Says Gemara Loikash, is not difficult. Had Aili Bibar. When did we say that there's not going to be less than 36? I'm talking about those that can only enter with permission to see the Spaklai Hamaira. That's not less than 36. But Had Aili Bibar, when did Rabbi Shimon Yechai say that he doesn't know, maybe there's not even more than just 2, are from those that could go in because of their great righteousness, even without permission. There he was in doubt how much there are of them. So there's essentially three different types. There's 18,000 for those who see Aspaklar She'en Me'ira. There's 36 for those who see Aspaklar Me'ira but need permission. And then those who don't need any permission and see Aspaklar Me'ira, that might be just even 2, might be more, but might be just 2, like Rabbi Shimon Yochai did not know. So Amar Rav, like we said before, he says, Kalu Kalakitzin, all the ends have already passed already. And it's not about, like we said, that those who say, he's going to come by now, he's going to come by now. And rather, it only depends now on our repentance and our good deeds, meaning if the whole entire Jewish people do tshuva, then he'll come. If not, he's not going to come. Now, Shmuel Amar, he disagrees. He says, it's enough for the mourner to stand through his mourning. In other words, it's enough HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there were so many days that he had his right hand, so to speak, behind his back. In other words, even if the Jewish people are not going to do repentance, he's not going to be a mourner in his older days. Rather, there will be an end to this suffering. Or another interpretation means enough for the mourner, meaning enough for the Jewish people, the pain of the exile, that even without tshuva, they're going to be redeemed. So it's going to tell you that this Machlekes Amarim is a Machlekes Tanoim. He says, "If Yisrael oisin tshuva negalan." He says, like Rabbi says, if the Jewish people do repentance, they get redeemed. If imlav ain negalan, if not, they don't get redeemed. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said to him, like Shmuel, "If ain oisin tshuva ain negalan." Are you telling me if the Jewish people do not do repentance, they're not going to get redeemed? No. El Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamel melech. Rather, what Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, he's going to appoint a king. Shegizeres b'kasher is coming, that his decrees are as harsh as Haman. Yisrael oisin tshuva umachzirin lemutav, and the Jews are going to have to repent, and then they're going to come back to the good way, and then the redemption is going to come. Tanya Yiduch learned another b'risim. He says, and the same achlik is a dialogue. Elazza says, "If Yisrael listen to Shuvah, the Jewish people repent, then they get redeemed." So like it says, "A pasuk in Yirmiyah, Shuvah vanim shevavim, return, O wayward sons. Erpem mishuvasechem, then I'll heal all your illnesses." Amalei Rabbi Shuvah said to him, "But like Varnemah, there's a pasuk in Yeshayah that says already, Chinam nim karatim, you were sold, meaning to the nations for nothing. But lo bekesef tegala, and it's not with money that you'll be redeemed. What does that mean?" Chinam nim kartem, you were sold for nothing. That refers to Bavaitis Kachav, which is nothing. It's Elilim. And since the Jewish people did Avaitis Zara, that's why they were sold to the nations. Now, v'loi b'kesef degol, you're not going to be redeemed with money, which is loi b'tshuva ma'isim toim, you're not going to be redeemed with through righteousness and through repentance. Meaning, even if you're not going to do tshuva, you will be redeemed. Now, it's only because it said that chinam nim kartem, which refers to Avaitis Zara, for nothing you were sold, so it calls tshuva kesef. But we see, you can't buy your way back. It's not going to be through the merits of the Jewish people. They're going to be redeemed even without tshuva. So Amalei Rabbi Eliezer b'Shua, he responded back, okay, you bring me right from one pasuk that they can be redeemed even without tshuva, but I hold that they need tshuva. Well, like Vayneme, but he brings a different pasuk in Malachi. It says, "Shuvu alai," Hashem says, "Return to me, v'shuv aleichem, I'll return to you." You see, you need tshuva. So Amalei Rabbi Shua, he says to him, well, like Vayneme, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that sounds like you don't need tshuva. It says, "Ki enoichi bi'altabachem," Hashem says, "Because I lord over you," which sounds like even without the Jewish people's volition, meaning even without their actions, without tshuva, but lekachti eschem, Hashem says, "Now I will take from you echad meir b'shnayim mishpacha, one from a city and two from a family, and I'm going to select the righteous people. Ve'vise eschem tzin, I'm going to bring you to tzin," meaning even if they don't all do tshuva. So Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, as I said, for like Varnama, but there's a pasuk in Yeshayah that says you do need tshuva. It says b'shuva v'nachas tivashen, that with repentance and with nachas, with humbleness, then you'll be saved. You see, you do need tshuva. Amalei b'shul Rabbi Eliezer says, like Varnemah, there's a pasuk in Yeshayah that says that you don't need tshuva. It says, "Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Goyel Yisrael, the Redeemer of the Jewish people, the Kedosh and His Holy One, Livzoi Nefesh, to the disgraced of the soul, the Messiah of Goy, who is abominated by the nations, Le'evin Meshim, to the one who is a slave that's ruled over," meaning, what homiletically, what this means, say, is those who are disgraced and abominated because of their sins. Even so, they're going to be redeemed as we continue to have Tzad HaChazim and Alv. Melochem Yiru will come, where the kings will see and they'll stand up. Sar Mishtach, where the princes will bow down. So you see that even the disgusted ones who didn't do tshuva will be redeemed. So Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, V'alek Varnem, as a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, "Im Tashuv Yisrael Num Hashem." Hashem says that if the Jewish people will repent, Eli Tashuv, and they'll return to me, that's when the Gula is going to come. Amalei Rabbi Shua, V'alek Varnem, but he says a pasuk in Daniel that says you don't need tshuva. It says, "Ve'eshmese ish labush abadim," I'll listen to the man that's wearing linen. Ashemi ma'al lemeha ar, that's from above the rivers, the waters of the river. Ve'yarmi mina v'smal ashmam, he'll lift up his right hand and his left hand to the heavens. Ve'yishave b'chei ha'olam, and he swears in the life of the world. Ki lemayid, because of a time. Mayadim times, b'cheitzi, and a half a time, which are all different times, which obviously we see that there is an end to this. Gullus, even with our repentance, because it says there has to be an end, and when there's the end of the spreading out of this holy people, meaning when the strength of the Jewish people will be spread throughout and from in all the different corners, and after they're going to lose their might, which they're going to be very lowly, then tichelene kolene, then all this is going to end, all this suffering is going to come to an end, Mashiach is going to come, like we said, ki azl siad, when the Jewish people can't do anymore, then the redemption is going to come. Says the Gemara, "B'shasa Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer was silent." This pasuk clearly says that even when the Jewish people are not going to repent, that there is going to be an end, and Mashiach will come even as the Jewish people don't repent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Mashiach to redeem the Jewish people. B'mehav Yemeinu Amen.